USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican Myra Flores flipped a Democrat House district in South Texas on Tuesday from blue to red, a special election in a district that has 84% Latino voters. Flores, a respiratory care practitioner, had 51% of the vote to Democrat Dan Sanchez's 43%. There will be no runoff. The U.S. House of Representatives gave the green light to legislation that would allow round-the-clock security protection for families of Supreme Court justices. 1 week after a man was arrested for the attempted assassination of a court justice, the House passed a security measure Tuesday, 396-27. All of the votes in opposition came from Democrats. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy from California.
By passing this bill as is, we are sending a clear message to the left-wing radicals. You cannot intimidate the Supreme Court justices.
USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
President Biden is having problems finding support.
An inquiry of all 50 Democratic senators by the Daily Caller found only five immediately committed to endorsing President Joe Biden if he runs for re-election in 2024. The five who gave the outlet a definitive yes were Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York, Tim Kaine of Virginia, Cory Booker of New Jersey, Jack Reed of Rhode Island, and Chris Coons of Delaware. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Government tax credits are not working for EV manufacturers.
Major automakers are asking Congress to lift the cap on how many people can receive tax credits for buying a hybrid or fully electric vehicle. Currently, the number of tax credits allowed is capped at 200,000 per company. Automakers want the cap lifted until the EV market is more mature. General Motors and Tesla have already reached the cap, and Toyota is close to it. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Victor Paul.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NASA announced this week that the Hubble Space Telescope detected what might be a wandering black hole nearly 5,000 light years away in our Milky Way galaxy. Black holes cannot be seen with a traditional telescope. However, Hubble was able to detect gravity warping effects caused by the object. More discoveries on the Biden laptop continue to be a national disgrace. President Biden's degenerate son, Hunter, recorded himself bragging about his ability to manipulate his father, President Biden. Published by the Washington Examiner, this audio recording is from December 3rd, 2018.
He's going to talk about drug reform and any other things that I want him to. He'll talk about anything that I want him to that he believes in. If I say this is important to me, then he will work a way in which to make it a part of his platform. My dad respects me more than he respects anyone in the world, and I know that to be certain. So it's not going to be about whether my dad thinks it's going to affect his politics. It won't. It's not going to be whether or not he's going to be embarrassed of me. He never will. It's not going to. All of those concerns that you have with all of the people that you know that are in the that are the children of, I have none of them. Not a single one. The only one that I have is the knowledge that it's a different world, not by choice. But I am understanding of that because the person that has lived that life, that has given me this life, is the person I most admire in the world, and I would never change it because it's bigger than me.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.